Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, you are welcome to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you. We bless your name. We magnify you. We thank you for a new day. We thank you for your protection around about each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for the joy of knowing you. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for your calling upon our lives. Thank you, everlasting God, for where we are coming from, where we are now, and where you are taking us to. We say glory, honor, praises, adoration be unto you, our God, our Maker. Thank you for all the past broadcasts. Thank you for all the souls that have been won into your kingdom, for all manners of testimonies that we have had. We say glory, honor, adoration be unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We pray, Lord, that today's broadcast will bring in joy, will bring salvation, will bring healing, will bring deliverance. And above all, we draw us closer to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise Jesus. You are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And I pray that indeed the Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be sharing with you what I titled Total Turnaround. And indeed you will experience a total turnaround in every area of your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Mark chapter 10, reading from verse 46. It says, "Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciple and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.' Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, 'Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you.' And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, 'What do you want me to do for you?' The blind man said to him, 'Rabboni, that I may receive my sight.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Go your way, your faith has made you well.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That is a common passage that we are all familiar, many of us are familiar with. And that's the case of a man that experienced a total turnaround. Turnaround means a sudden or unexpected change, especially one that is positive. So this man received a sudden change. He was blind. He's been blind for years. He's been sitting by the roadside begging for years. But on that day, he met with our Lord Jesus Christ. And when he met with our Lord Jesus Christ, he got back his sight. Somebody will have an encounter today with the Almighty God. And indeed, he will experience that turnaround that you have been waiting for in the mighty name of Jesus. Turnaround can be in terms of our social life. Somebody is barren, becoming fruitful. Somebody is single, becoming married. Somebody under the demonic oppression being set free. I pray with whatever may be your own situation, the Lord will visit you this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are key things I want us to learn from that passage. The Bible said in that Mark chapter 10, verse 46, he said, now, that means that there is a time that is appointed for your turnaround. And that time is now. That time has come. The Lord will visit you this day. He will do something extraordinary in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You might have been waiting for him all this while. I bring good news to you. I say today is your day. Now is the time for you to receive the favor of God. Now is the time for you to receive His touch, to receive healing, to receive deliverance. This is your now, and so shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then another thing we can see from that passage, he spoke about the man, our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, now they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, with a great multitude. That means that when we're talking about our turnaround, there is a specific place, there is a location that has been assigned by God for you to receive that turnaround. I pray that by the grace of God, you will be at the right place at the right time to receive your miracle. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will not be missing on the day of your turnaround. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That man was there on that day. If he had gone to Jericho at another time, he wouldn't have met our Lord Jesus Christ. He wouldn't have received his healing. If he had not been at that specific time that Jesus was passing by, he would have missed his miracle. So we must know that there is a time and there is a location that goes with the turnaround. I pray that indeed you will be at the right place and at the right time in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Number three thing I want us to know is that if it is your time, irrespective of the multitude, your blessings will not be denied you. In that passage we read, we are told that there was a multitude. But in the midst of the multitude, blind Bartimaeus was able to receive his sight. He was able to receive his miracle. He was able to experience the turnaround. So don't be bothered about the crowd. All you should be focused on is our Lord Jesus Christ. It's Him that can do it for you, and He will do it for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many are there on that day. They just form part of the multitude. They didn't receive anything. They are just there. You will not be an onlooker, but indeed you will be a partaker of the miracles of the wonder-working work of God in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing we can learn, number four thing we can learn is that, but the mere fact that nothing happened yesterday does not mean it's going to remain forever. So brothers and sisters, you may say, I've been praying, nothing has happened. I have fasted, I have sown, and yet nothing has happened. Brothers and sisters, do not lose hope. The Bible says that we should pray without ceasing. It says you should pray until your joy is full. So brothers and sisters, do not look back and say, I have tried, I've done all I can, and nothing has happened, and you begin to lose hope. Do not lose hope. The Almighty God has not lost hope concerning you. The Almighty God is still going to move on your behalf. What He says He will do for you, He will do. He's a God that fulfills His promises. What He says He will do, He will do. And you will experience His miracle in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Number five is that it is what you heard and respond to that can bring about your turnaround miracle. The Bible tells us that blind Bartimaeus, he heard in that verse 47, said, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. When you hear the word of God, how do you respond to it? It's the word of God that you respond to that will make a difference in your life. It's not enough for you to hear the word of God. It's not enough for you to read the Bible. But how do you respond to it? It's your response to the word of God that will determine the extent to which God can move on your behalf. I pray that the word of God you are hearing will transform you. It will stir up something in you, your inner spirit. You begin to have a desire and hunger for Him like never before in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. I pray that the word will make meaning to you this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number six is that the more you keep silent about your situation, the less the chances of experiencing a miracle. You will not keep silent. this man, blind Bartimaeus, he did not keep silent. The people told him that he should be quiet, but he refused to listen to them. He kept on crying to Jesus. And as he cried to Jesus, Jesus was able to answer him. Do not keep quiet about that situation. When I say do not keep quiet, I don't mean that you have to continue to organize a pity party, telling everybody so that people can pity you. No, this man did not tell the people what he wanted. He spoke to Jesus. He cried to Jesus. So when I say do not be quiet, do not be silent, I mean speak to Jesus, speak to him, tell him about that situation. Because he says in Matthew 7:7, he says we should ask and we shall be given. He says we should seek and we will find. He says knock and the door shall be open. So do not keep quiet. Tell him and he will do it for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number 7, there must be an acknowledgement of your weakness and desire for God's mercy. This man, he cried unto Jesus. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. He acknowledged that he needed mercy of God. He acknowledged his weakness and said, come and help me. For Jesus to help you, you need to ask for his mercy. Ask him for his mercy. He's ready to show you his mercy, the mercy of God. I pray that this day the Almighty God will not withhold his mercy from you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. As you cry unto him, he will answer you in the name of Jesus. Number 8, if you allow the world to shape your life, be ready for the worst. This man did not allow the world to shape his life. People were telling him he should keep quiet. He refused. He refused to listen to them. He doesn't care about them. He's more concerned about what Jesus says. His focus is on Jesus. Do not allow the world to shape you. Do not allow the world to determine your life. Let your focus be on Christ. And as you do so, you will see him performing his wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And number 9, a persistent person is one who get the desired result. Be persistent. Do not lose hope. Be persistent in the place of prayer. Be persistent in doing the work of God. Be persistent in winning souls for his kingdom. You can't say you are a Christian and you have already spent 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months of the year, 9 months of the year. You have never spoken to somebody about Christ. Brothers and sisters, no. You have to continue to tell people about the goodness of God. Do not worry. Just go and do his work. Go. Be persistent in doing his work. And as you are persistent in doing the work of God, he too will be persistent in answering your prayers. He will make way for you. But go out there, tell the world about the goodness of this God, and he will do it for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I also want you to know that when it is your time, everything will begin to work in your favor. As you can see in that passage, those same set of people that told Bartimaeus that he should keep quiet were the same set of people that came to tell him that, cheer up, the master is calling you. I pray you will hear good news today in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray everything that the Lord has created will begin to work in your favor. The moon, the stars, the sun, everything will work in your favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Every person, every personality, every power that have been working against you, from henceforth they begin to work with you in Jesus' name. And brothers and sisters, well, I'm talking about this turnaround miracle is only for those who have relationship with God. And if you do not have relationship with him, I'm asking you this day, I'm giving you this wonderful and glorious opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that you show them your mercy. You write their names in the book of life. For everyone who have listened to this broadcast, I pray that the mighty hand of God will be upon you. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you. Whatever you lay your hands upon will prosper. He will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power. His favor will speak for you. His favor will make way for you. This season, you will experience your turnaround miracle. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.